of the divine as absence and single letter. If our view were not a Holiday Inn, but a fringe of trees, I could say G here is our greenly hidden. If we lived amid Joe Pye weed and high grass instead of spackle and peeling plaster, I could say perhaps I'm listening to G now, but mean the owl, a wind playing the silo, a sticking sorrow, any sound but the snore of our latest visitor on the futon. Dear G, please make him turn, make me kinder. I'm not far from unfathoming it all.